let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Coast to coast this week in America. Welcome back, everybody. Last year, holiday travel reached an all-time high, 103 million Americans hitting the road or hopping on an airplane. Chances are that record won't last long, with Thanksgiving early this year falling on November 23rd. You gotta believe a new record is at hand. Jammed highways and airports, confusing airfares, stress levels probably at record levels as well. The key to holiday travel planning is planning and careful planning. And with us on This Week in America with insider tips, tricks, and trends, money-saving hints, go to travel expert Keith Nowak, a frequent source for major national media outlets, for the latest travel tips, making travel for all of us a bit easier and less costly. Keith is a frequent traveler. His motto, I love to travel and I love to save money. Put the two together and I'm ecstatic. Words to live by. And Keith Nowak with us on This Week in America to share some of that knowledge. Keith, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
You know, I'm looking at Orbitz data, and I see that it's actually not too late to score a good deal on holiday travel. What are some of the best days to fly for the upcoming major holidays?
You know, I'm going to give you an answer that a lot of people kind of look at me funny when I say, but my favorite days to travel for Thanksgiving and Christmas are actually on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. It is a great time to fly because the airports aren't nearly as full, a lot more relaxed, and if you take an early flight, you generally can get where you're going in plenty of time for dinner that night and hanging out with the relatives.
Now, do you get a better deal by flying on the holiday?
Not necessarily a better deal. That's really more a factor of when you book your flight. But you're probably going to have a little bit better selection. If you wait too long, those Christmas Day and Thanksgiving Day flights are probably going to be more available.
When are the best days to book flights for cost-conscious travelers, people trying to save a buck? You mentioned that you like to travel on the actual day of the holiday. When should we start booking? And I mentioned it's actually not too late. Sort of surprised to find out I can still get myself some decent deals. When are the best days to book?
Yeah, you're not too late. To be honest, the very, very best days were at the very end of October. But it's not too late. So right now, if we looked at our data, we show that Thanksgiving, the airfares for that day won't significantly start to go up until about the 12th of November, and Christmas airfares should stay pretty flat until the end of November. So there's still time. There's fares are still good, but once you pass those points, you see a definite trend of prices going up and availability going down.
In looking to get the best fare, we get a lot of people that travel maybe not that frequently. It's the holidays, and they're going to travel either to their family, to visit their family, to go off to a destination. How important is it to check the carrier's rules? Because what a couple of years ago might have been considered standard and included in the airfare is an expensive option now.
Yeah, it's absolutely critical to go and look on that carrier's website. Look at the kind of ticket you got as well. There are lots of different fare classes now. There's Basic Economy is a new fare class that is cheaper, but it doesn't come with all the bells and whistles. So you're not going to get necessarily early seat selection. You're not going to be able to check a bag for free, things like that. So you want to look at what's included in your fare and then make that decision. For example, if I don't have an included bag, does it make more sense for me to pay the money to check the bag, or should I just pack a box and send it ahead of me? Do the comparison. Figure out what's cheaper. If you do that homework, those basic economy fares can actually be a really good deal.
A lot of great information, by the way. A great resource for holiday travel planning is at Orbitz.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Travel expert Keith Nowak with us on the program. I mentioned destinations. I was somewhat surprised to see that like almost 52% of the people surveyed by Orbitz prefer a destination holiday now. That's really becoming a trend, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I was a little bit surprised by that myself. And I think the reason that you're seeing that is that families are more spread out than they used to be. You know, you go back 20 years, 30 years, everybody was living kind of within, you know, a pretty close radius of each other. You pile in the car, go to grandma's house, open some presents, eat some turkey, go back home. Now everybody is scattered around and having to fly to grandma's anyway. So the theory is, why make grandma go to all that work, sleep on a rollaway bed there, when you could get on an airplane and go to the beach, which would be a really fun Christmas holiday. You go out, you have your Christmas around a palm tree, have some tropical food, and nobody has to clean, nobody has to cook, and everybody gets their own bed.
Which makes it really nice. What are the top destinations? I assume the warm places, the typical warm places you would go in the winter, be a great place to congregate for the holidays.
Yeah, I think the warm destinations, those beach destinations, Mexico, the Caribbean, are definitely of interest to people, especially people that live up north who really want to say, let's escape the cold for a week.
You get a lot of people, I mentioned, that travel only maybe once a year. Maybe it's been a couple of years since they travel. What are some of the tips to get through the airport? This can be a whole hassle, and you can ruin a vacation by getting all upset and frustrated trying to get through the airport. I assume the first thing you want to do is to get there early. Allow plenty of time.
Plenty of time, especially during the holidays, because when you think about it, you're going to have the largest number of people who don't travel a lot. So they may not have worn the right clothes. They may not have packed their carry-on quite right. They may have brought a giant bottle of water. So there is going to be slower than usual along with the bigger crowds. So get there early and don't be a roadblock in the line yourself. Make sure to go to the TSA website, know the latest rules. For example, a new rule just popped up this past July that requires travelers to take anything larger than a cell phone out of their carry-on. It used to just be laptops. Now it's tablets and basically, again, any electronic larger than a cell phone. Just do the common sense things. Be sure to wear easy-to-take-off shoes. Take off your belt. Make sure your liquids and those electronics are at the top of your bags and you're not digging through when you get to the front of the line. So that way you can help all your fellow travelers as well.
You say one of the best things that you can do to take with you, your best travel buddy, is a smartphone. Why does that come in to really be a lifesaver in some cases?
Yeah, I mean, for so many things. I mean, from the basic of saying, hey, let's load a couple movies on this thing for the kids to watch or a game for them to play. But if you're sitting at the airport and you have, let's say, the Orbitz app loaded on your phone and there's a flight delay or a cancellation, let's hope there's not a cancellation, but it can happen. That way you can be the first one to jump on that phone, get a hotel reserved so you have somewhere to stay that night that's not a cot in the terminal.
Yeah, I mentioned a lifesaver. It can be a vacation saver, literally. If you happen to have a flight canceled, delayed, you can make alternate plans, and you can do it while standing there in the airport. All information on hotels, flights, packages, cars, cruises, activities you can find at the Resource for Holiday Travel Planning. That's Orbitz.com. Travel expert Keith Nowak with us on the program. We've got about 30 seconds or so left in the program. Let's talk a little bit about adjacent airports, just thinking of ways to save money. Is that something that's often overlooked? We fly into the major airports. It's going to cost us money. Maybe with a 45 or 60-minute travel after you get there, you can save hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, that's actually a really good strategy, is to not limit your search to a single airport. If you look at a radius, and especially in the Northeast, where you're going to have a lot of airports in reasonably close proximity,
yes,
it's a great strategy because you might look at a fare into, let's say, JFK, but a flight into Hartford may be much less. Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a drive, but if you can save $200 each on a ticket for a family of four, that's more than worth it.
Travel planning expert Keith Nowak with us on This Week in America. Orbitz.com, a great resource for holiday travel planning. Keith, thank you for being with us on the program. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.